Justin Fluke with you. It's time for Sabatha Basketball Talk. Girls head coach Joe Gruber joins us first up. Lady Jays, couple games here since last we spoke. One more non-league game at home against Dry Creek last Friday night, resulting in a 48-18 loss. And then last night played at Hiawatha, falling 51-38. And Coach, let's just kind of start with the point that you just made before the interview began here on air, and sounds like kind of a similar theme right now for your inexperienced team, just some points in the game where they're going 5, 6, 7 minutes without being able to score, and obviously that's kind of been a big difference and a lot to overcome.
Yeah, it's just, you know, one thing I've talked to the girls is we've shown a glimpse of being a complete team, whether that be for a whole half or a quarter. And then we just have some stretches in the game where it gets away from us for a little bit. And then you dig yourself a hole, and I'm proud of the fight that we've shown and calling back in the game, when most teams would quit. But, one thing that I just told the girls is stay the course and then, just work on making those gaps get smaller in our absence of scoring, and then having your defense pick up in the times where you're struggling offensively, but putting together a whole game would be huge for us going forward.
Yeah, sounds like more often than not it's been early on in the game, or at least first half or start of the game, that's kind of been that lull, and it does force you to kind of play catch up most of the night. Positive though, last night, I mean, getting 38 points, and it sounds like you had a girl step up and score quite a bit for you to hopefully help boost the team's overall offensive confidence.
Yeah, and that's just we're not a team that lives and dies by one person scoring, but we're a team that expects each other to shoot when we're open and being ready to shoot before you get the ball. And last night, I thought we did a better job of that, but we can still improve on that. I was pleased to see a lot of good things offensively about just having confidence in what we were doing. It was a pretty even game for three quarters, but in that second quarter, Hiawatha did a great job of exploiting some things and got a lead and kept it, and we played even with them throughout. So, yes, it hasn't been a great start to the season record-wise, but I'm seeing improvement game to game. That's what we really are about, especially before break. And then we'll spend all break working on getting better at those things, and hopefully be playing better basketball after break than we were before.
You bet. Paxton Michael with a big offensive game last night, hitting several threes, over 20 points for you in that contest. Your final game before the holiday break is against Royal Valley. So just kind of thoughts going into this game Friday, some of the things you're working on and hoping to accomplish in this last game before a two-week hiatus.
Yeah, obviously with Royal Valley, Coach Boucher does a great job. With, you know, the intensity that they play with, that group's been together for a while and they've added some young pieces. So they do a lot of great things. And, when you're a school that places or goes to state in volleyball, it means you have some pretty good athletes. So, we're just going to stick to our keys, try to, play with intensity on defense. And again, just having that scorer's mentality on offense about being ready to shoot before you get the ball. And when you get the ball, have a plan and execute that plan.
Well, hopefully continued progress and a good game on Friday night. Best of luck against Royal Valley. Coach, thanks for your time, and enjoy the holidays.
Thank you.
Joe Gruber, head coach of the Sabatha Girls. Blue Jay Boys Basketball Chat coming up next.